Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to dig through the noise yourself. I'm your host, Skylar, and today we have got a seriously packed episode for you. Before we dive in, huge thank you to today's sponsors, Ada, which helps startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SoCy. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, plus Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. And they're backing a family of chip startups, including their very own NVIDIA challenger, ZenVidia. Love that energy. All right, on today's show, Amazon is writing a big check into programmable optics. A cybersecurity founder is rewriting the rules on how to build a company without VC money. A search engine built for fandom culture just raised seed funding. Lightspeed is making a bold bet on creator-led venture. And Redwood Materials just pulled in another $350 million. Yeah, that's a big one. Let's get into it. Okay, first up, Lumotive. And if you haven't heard of this company yet, buckle up, because this one is really interesting. Lumotive is a programmable optics startup. What that means is they're building hardware and software that can control light beams in really precise, flexible ways, and the applications for that range from LiDAR sensors to industrial machine vision to robotics and beyond. Now, Lumotive had already opened a Series B round back in February, but here's the thing, they went back and reopened it. That's not super common, and when a company does that, it usually means someone really compelling came knocking. And in this case, that someone was Amazon. Specifically, Amazon's Industrial Innovation Fund jumped in, along with EECA Group, and with those additions, the total Series B round now sits at $59 million. That is a meaningful chunk of capital. What's really notable here is the Amazon angle. The Industrial Innovation Fund is Amazon's dedicated vehicle for backing companies that are pushing the frontier of industrial technology. Robotics, automation, supply chain, and Lumotive fits squarely into that thesis. If you think about how much Amazon cares about warehouse automation and robotics, having precise, programmable optical sensing technology is a huge deal for them. It also signals something broader about where big tech is placing its bets. Amazon isn't just writing software deals, they're getting into the hardware and deep tech ecosystem in a serious way. And this is a prime example of that strategy in action. $59 million in a Series B for a deep tech hardware company is also notable, because hardware is notoriously hard to fund. VCs generally don't love hardware, long development cycles, high capital intensity, slower path to revenue. So getting Amazon's industrial arm to come in? That's a serious vote of confidence, and it's probably going to make future fundraising a whole lot easier for Lumotive. Watch this one, programmable optics could quietly become one of the most important enabling technologies in the next wave of industrial AI and automation. All right, story number two, and this one is a little different. It's less about a funding round and more about a founder who decided he didn't want one. SecurityPal is a cybersecurity company founded by Pukar Hamal, and their story is genuinely one of the more fascinating ones I've come across in a while. Here's the setup. SecurityPal raised a $21 million Series A back in 2021, and then the venture capital world basically fell apart in 2022. We all remember that period, rising interest rates, valuations cratering. Deal flow drying up, it was rough out there for a lot of founders. At that point, Pukar was 14 months away from running out of money. 14 months. That is a very uncomfortable place to be as a founder. And most people in that situation are frantically pitching VCs and hoping someone writes a check. But Pukar did something different. He decided not to raise. Instead, he restructured the business, got ruthlessly focused on unit economics, and pushed hard toward profitability as fast as humanly possible. And it worked. SecurityPal has been profitable, and they haven't raised a single dollar since that $21 million Series A in 2021. Now, the reason this is making news is because Pukar is out talking about what he calls nuanced capital, the idea that not every business needs to be on the VC treadmill of raise, burn, repeat. Sometimes the right move is to slow down, get to profitability, and be intentional about if and when you take outside money. This is a really important conversation for founders to hear, especially right now. We're in an environment where AI companies are raising at insane valuations and the pressure to grow at all costs is back. But SecurityPal's story is a powerful reminder that there's another path, and that path can actually lead to a healthier, more durable business. Hats off to Pukar for having the discipline to make that call when the pressure was absolutely on. That takes guts, and the outcome speaks for itself. Next up, this one is a little more niche, but I am genuinely excited about it. A new search engine called Lore just raised $1.1 million to build a personalized search experience specifically for fandom culture. Yes, you heard that right, a search engine built for the obsessive fans. The Lore Divers, the people who want to go 12 tabs deep into the mythology of their favorite show, game, book, or universe. Now, $1.1 million, that's a pre-seed level raise, and it tells you this is very early days. But the concept is genuinely clever. If you've ever tried to Google something super specific about a piece of fandom, like a deep cut character detail or a plot thread that spans multiple seasons, you know that general search engines kind of fall apart. You end up on a wiki, then another wiki, then a Reddit thread from 2014, and 2 hours later you're still not sure you found the right answer. Lore is trying to solve that. The idea is to build a search engine that understands the structure and context of fandom content, the interconnections between characters, story arcs, universes, and surfaces the right information in a way that actually makes sense for how fans consume this stuff. From a market perspective, this is interesting because fandom is genuinely massive. We're talking about billions of people globally who are deeply engaged with intellectual property from entertainment companies, gaming studios, anime, you name it. And right now, that community is underserved by existing search tools. The AI angle here is also worth thinking about, a well-trained model that understands the semantic relationships within a specific fandom universe could be incredibly sticky. If Lore can nail the product, they could build something that fans don't just use occasionally. They use it constantly every time they want to go down a rabbit hole. $1.1 million isn't going to build a Google killer, but it might just be enough to prove the concept and set up a much bigger raise down the road. Keep an eye on Lore. All right, Story 4 is more of a trend story than a pure funding announcement, but it is 100% relevant to everyone listening to this show, especially if you're a founder thinking about how VCs are positioning themselves. The headline is, Lightspeed Venture Partners is going all in on creator-led venture capital. Here's what's happening. VC firms are increasingly realizing that the way to win the best founders isn't just to have the biggest fund or the best track record. It's to have trust. And in 2024 and beyond, trust is built through content, through community, through creators. We've already seen this play out in a big way. Andreessen Horowitz, a 16Z, acquired Eric Torenberg's Turpentine Podcast Network. OpenAI grabbed TBPN. These are moves designed to get in front of the next generation of founders before a check is ever written, to build relationships through content rather than cold outreach. Now Lightspeed is making its own move. They've brought on Claire Zhao, a seed investor who has built a significant following on Instagram and other platforms, and the thesis is clear. Use creators to build a pipeline of trust with founders who might not be attending the traditional Sand Hill Road events or running in legacy VC circles. This is a really smart play and honestly a little bit of a wake-up call for the industry. The old model of we have a famous partner and a top-tier brand so founders will come to us is being disrupted. The next generation of founders, and we're talking Gen Z founders who grew up on YouTube and TikTok, they trust creators. They follow people, not institutions. If your VC firm doesn't have a content strategy right now, you're already behind Lightspeed. Clearly sees that, and this hire signals they're serious about competing in this new era of relationship-first venture capital. This trend is only going to accelerate. Okay, and we are saving one of the biggest stories for last. Redwood Materials just raised another $350 million to power up its energy storage business. And when I say another, I mean it. This company has raised massive rounds before, and they keep coming back for more because the opportunity is just that big. Redwood Materials, for those who aren't familiar, was founded by J.B. Straubel, who was one of the co-founders and longtime CTO of Tesla. So this is someone who literally helped build the electric vehicle revolution, and now he's focused on what might be the next critical piece of the puzzle. Battery recycling and materials for energy storage. The core business is about recovering and reprocessing the materials inside lithium-ion batteries, things like lithium cobalt, nickel, and turning them back into high-quality battery components that can be used again. It's a circular economy play, and it is strategically critical as the world scales up electric vehicles and grid storage. Now this round, $350 million, was led by Eclipse, which is a climate-focused VC firm that has been very active in the energy transition space. But here's the detail that really caught my attention. NVIDIA's venture capital arm, N Ventures, participated in this round. NVIDIA in a battery materials company, that tells you something really important about how NVIDIA is thinking about the future. AI data centers consume an enormous and growing amount of energy, and battery storage is going to be a critical part of how we power that infrastructure reliably and sustainably. NVIDIA has skin in the game here. They need the energy transition to work. $350 million is a serious vote of confidence in Redwood's model and in the broader energy storage market. And with the demand for batteries only going up, from EVs, from grid storage, from data centers, the need for a domestic, sustainable supply chain of battery materials is only going to become more critical. Redwood Materials is positioning itself to be an absolutely foundational company in the clean energy economy. This round cements that, keep watching them, they are not done growing. And that is a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thank you to our sponsors, Ada Ago Consulting and Zen Semiconductor, for keeping this show running and for supporting the startup and silicon ecosystems in such a real way. If you enjoyed today's episode, definitely check out Skylar's Money Matters, another show in the Ada Podcast Network where we go deep on personal finance, investing, and building wealth. You'll find the link in the show notes right alongside all the details on every story we covered today. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on everything we talked about today. I'll see you tomorrow on Funded.